Hello, and welcome to We Own This Town Music, the podcast for showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 188. I don't think there would be any appropriate way to start off this show other than acknowledging the events of last week. A massive tornado hit the city on Tuesday night, incurring widespread damage to neighborhoods and businesses in North Nashville, East Nashville, Germantown, Donelson, and many neighboring counties. For those of us that live in Nashville, the past week has been a non-stop reminder of the damage that was done. Homes were demolished, businesses shuttered, and lives lost. If you live here, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. On the flip side to the tragedy, it has been a somewhat heartwarming experience to see the outpouring of good nature volunteer work going on absolutely everywhere. On Tuesday morning, I headed over to a friend's house in Donelson to help clear his home of multiple enormous downed trees, some of which took a chunk off of his roof. His family was safe, but there was an overwhelming amount of brush and debris to clear out. This exact same process was happening next door, and the house next door to that, and the house next door to that, and so on. As we made our way through the work, neighbors came by to assist with the pickup. Some even came by with chainsaws to help with the heavy lifting. Strangers came by to offer water and snacks. We finished as much of the work as we could for seven people, with the understanding that we'd come back later to do more. To my surprise, a large group of neighbors came by the very next day and finished the remainder of work before they moved on to work on the next home. On Saturday, I had the exact same experience, working with dozens of others cleaning up a single site and seeing a massive outpouring of coordination and support from everyone around. These are very small examples of the kind of community assistance that's going on, but I can see examples of this happening all over the city, simply by monitoring random tweets and Instagram posts. There are benefit concerts happening at every available venue, GoFundMe charities being set up for service industry workers, donations being accepted by random people making runs to Costco, and loads of free food being offered by multiple restaurants. Airbnb is even offering free places to stay, and U-Haul is offering free storage for those impacted by the storm. All of this is to say, I am confident that we will rebuild after such a tragedy because we are actively doing it. It's not going to be an easy road, and it's going to take an absolute resilience to fatigue to get there. But we're starting off real strong. I'll leave some links in the episode details on places to contribute. Any amount is helpful, even $5. Organizations like Gideon's Army and Open Table Nashville will be able to leverage that income to help those in need. Many outlets are reporting that they've maxed out on supply donations and simply need help sorting through everything. There is no limit to the amount of ways that we can all help. I'll link all of this in the details, but just so you know, your help is needed and any amount of it is appreciated. Alright, hell of an intro there. How do I transition from talking about the worst devastation the city has seen in a decade to playing some music? I don't know. I've struggled with business as usual over at We Own This Town this past week with so many people in need. It didn't feel quite right to just be promoting podcasts. So maybe I won't go on with business as usual. This week's tracks aren't going to be geared towards promoting new releases. I'll get to that in a future episode. For now, I'm just going to play some music that I picked out that feels appropriate. And I hope you like it. I know it's hard on you when your world has changed. Forget the map that you need because it's been rearranged. Oh, oh, don't you I
leaves glow, where the sky hangs heavy and low, where the golden glory shines beyond the day's decline. Hope is what you'll find if you wanna go.
Trifecta of songs there for you. First up was The Features with Some Way Somehow off of their album Exhibit A. I think that's a proper sentiment for the situation at hand. After that was History from Tower Defense off of their 2017 release Stay Inside. I actually immediately thought of this track over the last week, primarily for that bit at the end. But wait, our city's in flames. I think we'll stay. Restore our history. That song was actually inspired by the flood of 2010, but the sentiment it contains is exactly appropriate for right now. It's disgusting to say it, but developers are blindly approaching homeowners in North Nashville trying to buy their homes for lowball prices and gentrify the neighborhoods with new development. We're not even a week out from the storms and this is happening. It's unbelievable. Check out the Stephen Hale article in The Scene about these predatory investors for more details. And lastly, there was a bit of glossary with the song Trouble Won't Always Last off the 2011 release Long Live All of Us. Something about glossary has always felt very Nashville to me, despite them being a Murfreesboro band. There were multiple songs I picked for this, and all of them have this wonderfully wistful optimism about them. A song entitled Trouble Won't Always Last off an album called Long Live All of Us that says, quote, "When trouble comes around, don't you be afraid. This world can take your life, but it can't take the love you've shown." I got hot eyes over here, all right? So let's just do another set of songs, why don't we?
could leave all the tears behind that our parting will bring. I won't run, 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 I won't run.
Nashville to round out our show there. Before that was The Feminine Complex with I Won't Run, and before that was Jordan Lenning with Haven't You Heard the News. I hope these songs captured the sentiment that I was going for, a bit of outpouring of love for Nashville, some melancholy, and hopefully some optimism in there. That's it for our show this week. I'll be back to promoting all the great new music our city has to offer next week once we get our collective brains wrapped around the total impact of the carnage. But for now, that's where I'll leave it. Hit us up at weownthistown.net. Find us at weownthistown on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. We're trying to keep a reasonable amount of information flowing about how to help out. And starting now, trying to provide you with some entertainment, maybe to distract you or just give you a little bit of feel good inside. The music bed for this show is by Upright T-Rex Music. Find them at uprighttrexmusic.com. Thank you so much for listening. And I mean this honestly. Thank you for everything you've done. For the city, for listening to this, everything. Thank you so much. Bye.